Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom Podcast, Fundamentals of Income Taxes. In this session, we are going to review the fundamentals of federal income taxes. Our federal income tax system was implemented in 1913, simply as a way for the government to collect revenue. Since then, the laws have been expanded and revised hundreds of times. If history is any guide, you can expect the tax laws to continue to change and probably get even more complex. While you may not want to spend the time and effort to become an income tax expert, by understanding some of the basics, you can make better financial decisions and remove some of the anxiety surrounding this financial fact of life. Everyone's tax situation is different, and this discussion only covers some of the basics. If your situation is complicated, or if you feel that you need an expert to help you with your taxes, use the services of a professional. Here are the very, very basics. First, you add up your income. Most types of income, like wages, interest, dividends, and capital gains, are taxable. Then you may be able to make some adjustments for certain IRA contributions and business or education expenses. You then subtract either a standard deduction set by the IRS or the total of your itemized deductions for state and local taxes, charitable contributions, mortgage interest, and a few other types of expenses. This leaves you with your taxable income. You then apply a series of tax rates to different brackets of your taxable income. Higher income gets taxed at higher rates. You then compare your calculated tax liability with the taxes that have been withheld from your paychecks and any estimated tax payments you may have made. The difference is what you owe when you file your return on April 15th or what you expect to receive as a refund. Now, we need to discuss a few more details. What income is subject to tax? Most of the income you receive by working or investing is taxable. Along with the items mentioned earlier, distributions from retirement plans, unless they are rolled into an IRA, lottery winnings, rental income, alimony, and business income are taxable. However, interest from municipal bonds is usually not taxable. Dividends and long-term capital gains on investments held for more than a year are taxed, but at a lower rate than other income. Some people can make adjustments. If you are not eligible to participate in a company-sponsored retirement plan, or if your adjusted gross income is below a certain level, contributions to a regular IRA are deductible. The current limit on IRA contributions is $6,000 for those under the age of 50 and $7,000 for those age 50 and above. You may also be eligible to make certain adjustments for certain educational and business expenses. There are deductions that everyone can take. You are allowed to reduce your taxable income for certain types of expenses, including state and local income taxes, charitable contributions, mortgage interest, and medical expenses in some cases. If you do not have any of these expenses, or if your level of these expenses is low, the law provides a standard deduction. The current standard deduction for individuals is above $12,200 and above $24,400 for married couples filing joint returns. Our tax system has progressive marginal tax rates. That means that income at lower levels is taxed at lower rates, and income at higher levels is taxed at higher rates. There are also different rates for those that file individual returns and those married couples filing joint returns. The rates start at 10% and increase to 37% for single filers having taxable income above $500,000 and joint filers having taxable income above $600,000. Be sure to check for the current levels for individuals and those filing joint returns. Dividends and long-term capital gains on investments held for more than a year get preferential treatment depending on their level of taxable income. Those preferential rates range from 0% to 20%. In addition, there can be an additional net investment income tax of 3.9% on dividends and long-term capital gains for those with high incomes. You must file your income tax return by April 15th each year. There are some rules that enable you to get an extension of time to file, but most people file by the due date. Getting an extension does not allow you to delay paying any taxes you may owe. For most people, the taxes that are withheld from their paychecks cover what they owe, or come very close. If you have a relatively large amount of investment or other income, you may want to consider making estimated payments throughout the year to avoid owing any penalties or interest. Finally, be tax sensitive and not tax foolish. No one wants to pay any more tax than what they are legally required to pay. But be sure to not let the idea of saving taxes cause you to make financial mistakes. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom Podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.